I haven't had any problems with the FBI lately that I know of, and I was hoping it would stay that way.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Back in 1971, President Nixon had J. Edgar Hoover launch an investigation of me that ended up as an item in the bill of impeachment as a presidential abuse of power. We in the press hoped that the FBI would learn from that experience and refrain from doing political chores. But now it seems that the FBI is back investigating what it has no business investigating. It has told the family of Jack Anderson, the justly celebrated investigative columnist who died last December, that it wants access to Anderson's 60 years' worth of files. Why? Well, the FBI says to remove any secret papers. It seems to be assumed that Anderson collected a lot of secret papers in a career of burying official secrets, like the column that won Anderson a Pulitzer Prize, revealing that in contradiction to a proclaimed Nixon-Kissinger policy of neutrality in the India-Pakistan War, the United States was actually tilting towards Pakistan. Anderson's son, Kevin, says he won't surrender the papers, but that all his father's files will eventually be available to the public at George Washington University. The FBI seems unwilling to wait and says that the mere possession of papers marked secret is illegal. So there we are. I can identify with Jack Anderson, with whom I shared an honored place on the Nixon enemies list, but I have a more immediate concern. I don't want the feds poking around in my files after I die. Not that they contain any great revelations. Everything I learned that was of interest, I reported. It's just the principle of the thing. So, with Kevin Anderson, I say to the FBI, why don't you go and find some terrorists and leave the files of deceased journalists alone? This is Daniel Shore.